Hey everyone, and welcome back to BSG, Brawl Stars Guides. I'm Sharpshooter354, and Julie Assassin will not be joining us for this episode. And so this episode, which is the 22nd episode of BSG, is part of our side series, Brawler Chat. And so this is the Tick Guide Part 1, and this is going to be a half episode without Julie Assassin, because Julie Assassin couldn't record today, and she said that I could go ahead and do this half episode without her, and so I decided to do a half episode, because last episode we were going to do a half episode, but then we decided it was long enough to be a full episode, and so it ended up being a full 15 minutes. And if it's a half episode, then I don't have to do twice as much work because Julie Assassin isn't working on the episode. So now let's get into the Tick Guide Part 1. And so the Tick Guide Part 1 is basically just the overview section, and it's not going to be the how to use section. So going into the type, Tick is a Trophy Road Brawler that you get at 4,000 trophies, so he's a decent way along the trophy road when it comes to trophy road brawlers. And he is a thrower, which means that his attack throws over walls. And so going on to Tick's attack, which is called Mini Mines, Tick shoots out 3 mines that each go inside, like when you're manually aiming. He has a circle that he attacks with that has a 5 tile diameter, which means that, like, from the very left side of the circle to the very right side of the circle is 5 tiles. And so 3 mines come out, one on the top, one on the bottom left, and one on the bottom right. They kind of make like a triangle type shape, and so they each have a 1 tile explosion radius, and they each do 952 damage, but they are not wall breaking, because that would kind of be OP if Tick's regular attack was wall breaking. And so the mines have a 11 tile range, and so then they also automatically explode when they hit something that they can damage, like a box, a bot, or a brawler, an enemy brawler, or a spawnable, or anything like that. And so they automatically explode and do 952 damage. But if nothing hits them, then they stay out there as mines for 2 full seconds before they auto-explode, kind of. And so this actually is very useful with controlling the map. And then they also have a really slow reload speed of 2 full seconds. And so that is actually one of Tick's main weaknesses. But we're not going to get into that now. So now we're going to go on to Tick's super, which is called Head First. And so Head First, basically Tick pops off his head, and Tick's head, which is kind of like a little spawnable, goes locks on to the nearest target, like a bot if you're playing in like boss fight or Robo Rumble, or a enemy brawler in most cases. And it has a very fast movement speed and 2240 health. And when it hits someone, if it hits them, then it does 2,800 damage with a 2-tile explosion diameter. So the area it explodes in, if you go from the very left edge of that area to the very right edge of that area, it's in total 2 tiles. And just so you know, these stats, like the health and damage for all of the brawlers that we do in Brawler Chat, are stats of the brawlers when they are maxed out and that are not affected by their star powers. And so then Tick super, it has a 3 2/3 tile range, so when you throw it out, then you can throw it out for 3 2/3 tiles. And then it also has a very fast movement speed, which I think I might have already said, which is the same movement speed as Max, Mortis, or BB. And so it's very fast, and it can catch up to most brawlers. If you guys have played against Tick, then you definitely know that. And then it takes a total of 9 mines, or if the super hits its target, then it charges its super equal to 3 mines. And so it takes 9 mines to charge Tick super. So let's say you hit Tick super, then you only need 6 more mines to charge it. Or if you don't hit Tick super, then you have to charge it with using 9 mines. And so that is all for Tick's super head first. And so now let's go on to Tick's gadget, which is called Backup Mine. So what Backup Mine does is it's very similar to Shelly's gadget, but what it does is it moves Tick 3 tiles forward in the direction that he was last moving very quickly, like Shelly's gadget, if you have seen Shelly's gadget or listened to our Shelly guide. And so it also, the difference between Shelly's gadget is it leaves behind a Tick mine so where Tick used to be, it leaves behind a Tick mine that does 952 damage like the regular Tick mines. And then with it being worth to buy or not, we have also come to the conclusion that no gadgets or star powers are worth buying, and because of this reason. So, one, they're all expensive, and those coins can be going towards upgrading your brawlers. And two, that takes away one gadget that you can get from a box. And it's kind of confusing, but if you want to, go more into depth about why gadgets and star powers aren't worth buying, there's a Kairos Time video about account progression that you can watch, and that explains it really well. But we would be doing like a whole half episode about explaining that if we were going to in the full in-depth of that. So now going into the last part of the gadget, Tick's gadget is in the B tier, and if you listen to our gadget tier list, you would know that it is in the B tier. And so now on to Tick's star powers. Tick's 2 star powers are Well Oiled, which makes it so that Tick starts recovering health back 2 seconds faster. So like when you're fighting, if you have not full health and you don't attack and you don't take damage for a certain amount of time, you start regenerating health. If you probably all know this. And so what this does is it makes the time in between when you start regenerating and when you stop attacking and stop taking damage by 2 seconds. And so this is in the B tier, and it can also really help Tick when he's in a sticky situation and needs to start healing up fast. And it's also not worth buying because what I just previously said about star powers, not worth buying. And then the second star power is called Automatic Reload. I'm not making a joke there or anything. That's actually what it's called. It, even as a dash, it's Automat dash and then Tick. I'm not even making a joke there, guys. And so it makes it so that Tick's reload speed is 10% shorter, which if you don't want it in percents and you want to actually know what it makes it to, it makes it from 2 seconds to 1.9 seconds. And so some of you may think that it's not that big of a deal, but it actually does make a big difference. And so that is also in the B tier, and it is also not worth buying. And so that is all for the star powers. And so now we're going on to the other stats for Tick. So Tick has a 5 out of 5 offense, a 1 out of 5 defense, and a 3 out of 5 utility, which means that Tick is not very good at defense, but he's mainly focused on offense, and he has a lot of offense, but he also has a lot of utility too. And then we can also go more in depth to that in the how to use section when we're explaining how to win and how to use with Tick. And so then finally, Tick has 3,080 health, and remember, all these stats are when Tick is at max level, not including star powers. And he has a normal movement speed like Bo, Colt, or Nita. And so that is all for the Tick Guide Part 1. And so thank you so much for listening, and I'm sorry that I got this out late. It was a lot more work without Julie Assassin helping, and this is actually the second time I've recorded this, because the first time I was recording it, I think I was in the gadget, what happened was I got a solicitor call, and so I had to decline the solicitor call, and then when you get a call from, like, a solicitor or something, what, the podcast making tool that we use for BSG, which is Anchor, which is really cool. You should definitely check that out. What it does is it automatically stops the recording and acts like you stopped and finished the recording. And so I couldn't really break it up into two halves. And so I had to start all the recording all over, which made it late. And so, thank you so much again for listening, and please tell friends and family about BSG, and this is Sharpshooter 354, signing off.